It's a bit of a quandary. Every Ash Wednesday, we read this passage from the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, don't transform yourself outwardly when you're fasting, and then we come up and get ashes put on our foreheads. The difference, though, is that the imposition of ashes is not an act of piety. It's not showing how holy we are. Instead, it's an act of remorse, of regret. It's a sign of our sinfulness, of our recognition that we are only dust, and that one day to dust we will return, that this life is ephemeral. It is passing. It is not all that there is. So we have ashes imposed on our foreheads in the sign of the cross. Ashes, since ancient times, have been a sign of remorse, a sign of repentance, wearing sackcloth and ashes. When the prophet Jonah finally got through with his whole fish experience and made it to Nineveh, the king of Nineveh declared a fast, told all his people that in repentance they should wear sackcloth and ashes. It was a sign of recognition of the evil they had been doing. And so in our own small way, we bear ashes upon our foreheads as a sign not of our piety, but it's our recognition that we have sinned, we have done evil in the sight of the Lord. And I know as Episcopalians, and certainly as people that I preach to, I don't harp on sin a whole lot. I tend to refer to talk about the love of God. But the downside to that is sometimes we might forget that we are sinners. We don't merit God's favor and goodness towards us. That it's only because of God's great grace and love and compassion that God will have anything to do with us. Even at our absolute best, we are miserable sinners. Left to our own devices, we think terrible thoughts. We think only of ourselves. It takes an act of will so often to do those good things that we're called to do. And even when we do them, we don't do it by our own will. We do it by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We do it because God gives us God's grace, God's compassion, God's goodness. We are creatures. We're created in the image of God, no doubt, but still creatures, still prone to our own selfish desires. And yet God, in Christ, calls us to transcend that, that we not be mere creatures of dust, but we're made, transformed, become children of God. That Jesus came and dwelt among us and became like us so that we can become like God, transcending this mortal existence, going beyond being mere creatures of dust and becoming children of light, not through our own merits, our own goodness, but through God's grace and love, compassion for us. And so we gather not to show how pious we are, how good we are, but how much we need God. May we never forget that we are in need of a Savior. We need Christ. We need God's love and forbearance. We don't deserve God's love, and yet God gives it to us abundantly. And so our call is to try to live into that, to live lives that act like we do deserve what God has done for us. As they say in AA, fake it till you make it, that we're not worthy, but God makes us worthy. God's love and grace and compassion calls to us and draws us to something beyond ourselves. And although we're not worthy of that, we're thankful for it. And give thanks to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.